You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Not only is Mac Jones the real deal, the dynasty is back on track. And when he looks up at the mirror, he says, ah, there he is, the baby goat.
It is obvious that Mac Jones should be the starting quarterback of the Patriots.
Get Mac Jones, develop Mac Jones, da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, see, that it reminds me right now, if I can get a close-up on your hair, because one side is perfectly clothed and the other side is like Jimmy Nikowski. It's all over the place.
He needs an absolute reset, but I still believe in him.
Oh my gosh.
Mac Jones, I'm not leaving. I'm Wolf of Wall Street style right here with you, buddy. I'm not going anywhere, Mac Jones. You and me.
He's got to be the dirtiest player in the league. Okay. He's also whines and yells at people. I don't know how you root for this guy.
Well, I love him. That's why I root for him. It would be foolish for us to trade him because his lack of development is on the coaching staff, not him. Mm. That's my take. That's supposed to embarrass me because I did the exact opposite. I'm more fired up. Oh my goodness. The show that is going to get to Mac Jones in a second. We've got breaking news coming from all over the place. Yeah. The most important story is Mac Jones, but there's other stuff that's more recent. It's first things first. Today, Russell Wilson headed to Pittsburgh. Can Russ save the Steelers? Whoa. And can the Steelers save Russ? Oh, that's nice. Meanwhile, Bake Show, $100 million man. What is the ceiling for Baker and the Bucks, and is Kyle Trask still breathing down his neck?
So did the NFL just tell us Baker's 100 times more valuable than Bruce Guy Russ?
That's not fair. You know how it works.
That is unfair.
I just trust the market.
And finally, NBA predictions week. Milwaukee 8 games behind the Celtics, but one person here is putting his faith in Giannis, Dame, and Doc Rivers. Okay.
And another one still believes in the Knicks.
Not that far.
Alongside Nick Wright, I'm Kevin Wilds, who still believes in Mac Jones. Huh? Brew, any previews for your predictions week? Quick preview.
I've been rough on the Celtics. Last week, I talked about a lot of their flaws. Mm-hmm.
But
I like them.
Okay.
It's constructive criticism.
That's fair.
Tough love.
Okay, breaking news. Kirk Cousins headed to Atlanta. 4 years, $180 million, $100 million guaranteed. Let's take a look at his Vikings tenure. Overall, started a little slow. The last few years have been hot. Some people. Yeah, he's 13-4. And then last year was just the drops, but they were hot.
They were 500.
Yeah, aren't you a quarterback wins guy, Wilds?
That doesn't look great.
17-8.
Okay.
17-8 in the last 2 years.
All right, go ahead.
Doesn't look great.
Some people had him going to the Super Bowl.
Great year.
Meanwhile. Since Matt Ryan left, the Falcons have had the fifth worst passing offense. So, Nick, your reaction.
I get it. And if you're Raheem Morris, you have another chance, and you have familiarity with Kirk Cousins' time in Washington. One of the reasons your first time as a head coach didn't go right is didn't have the quarterback. Yep. He's like, you know what? I'm locking in stability. You're also locking in a ceiling, and you're not doing it incredibly cost effectively. The 4 for $180, listen, $100 million guaranteed. He's going to get $90 million over the first couple of years. It's $45 million a year, which is below the top of the quarterback market, which is good because Kirk Cousins is below the top of the quarterback play.
Yeah.
With the luxury of my job not being on the line, I would have liked the higher upside, more lottery ticket, not locked into aspects of Justin Fields. of if it doesn't work, you're drafting a quarterback next year. And if it does work, you have a younger player, a cheaper player with a higher upside. I understand why for the Falcons, when they say we spent a top 10 pick on a running back, a top 10 pick on a wide receiver, a top 10 pick on a tight end, that we have all this built to, ready to go offense. We need a quarterback that's not going to drag us down the way their quarterbacks have post-Matt Ryan. So I understand it. He's, you know, he's one of the two best quarterbacks in the division. We'll see if he's better than Baker at 36 coming off an Achilles. I think there's a real question there.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah. And
like,
so,
no one's talking
well,
about
Well, he never
the guy
was a mobile guy anyway.
Yeah, so but I don't know that that's – I agree with you. That's a good point, but that doesn't mean that there's not going to be any ill effects from the Achilles. So I understand it. I think it's a needle mover in that you now expect the Falcons to be in the playoff picture – not just because they're in the NFC South, but like a, you know, a 10-11 win
they
team.
Better be. Yes, they better be more than in the picture.
Okay, go ahead.
They better be front and center in the playoffs. Okay. They have to make the playoffs now. And a week ago, I felt like you did. Go for Justin Fields. You don't have to pay him much money. He's young. He matches the age of the receivers and the running back that you have. So, you know, see what he can do. But when you look at the fact that their offensive coordinator, Zach Robinson, is from the Rams with Raheem, but Sean McVay's system. And the talk was that they didn't feel, which I get, that Justin Fields necessarily fits that system. Yeah. They want a guy that can fling it. I mean, this is not Matt Stafford to the Rams because they're not about to win the Super Bowl, but they want a quarterback who's proven to be able to throw the football and throw it well. And so I get that. And Raheem, I think, is going to do a good job with that defense. That's what he does.
Sure.
And I think offensively, we know the McVay system is good. Cousins should fit into it. We know he can put up numbers in the regular season. They got a great offensive line. You know I'm big on the Pro Football Focus. They're the fourth-ranked offensive line in the league.
That's right.
So they got a
that's
good offensive line, receivers, running backs, Bijan. And look, Bijan, most running backs are at their best early.
100%.
So, you know, let's just go for it now. The question, of course, is what will Cousins do in the playoffs and in the big games? But you got to get to the big games before you can find out again. So, I got to be honest. I like this. I think they can win the division. And then you take your chances in the playoffs.
I mean, they were alive for the division last year.
Right.
With terrible.
So, they should be able to win it.
I still like the Bake Show in the division. What do you do with – what should the Vikings do now? I'm Justin Jefferson. I'm the best wide receiver in the
whole league. I mean, they're pretty clearly going to draft somebody. They're at 11, and so they will either move up or they will take – at this point, it doesn't seem like McCarthy's going to fall, but Bo Nix will be there. Michael Penix, who seems to have very drastic draft evaluations on what people think of Penix. By the way, so does Jaden Daniels. Some people think that if your Patriots take J.J., that Jaden could fall substantially. But I think the Vikings are in – you know, they might be last house on the left for Justin Fields.
Well, that's a huge question. What's next for Justin Fields?
Yeah.
The Patriots, the Vikings.
Patriots, Vikings,
I guess
Raiders.
The Raiders got to do something. But whoever can't move up, I guess, between the Vikings
think it's the
and the Raiders.
We're starting fresh.
But this
no,
is,
I agree. I don't think they're. The but I'm just saying where they're – it's – the list of where he can go is shrinking.
Correct. Yeah. No, the idea that the Bears are going to get a significant pick for him, that's gone. Now, I mean, they won't have to take the humiliation of, like, 3 years after drafting a guy in the first round, trade him for a sixth. But
you don't know that. First of all, you do not know that.
That's a nice
you do
segue.
Not know that.
Okay, I think I do.
What's he going for?
What? Better than that. But let's talk
let's
about
see. Let's see where he's
yeah,
goes.
Let's see.
I don't get me wrong. I know I don't Justin know. Fields has won 20 games. One of those against the Patriots, fair.
Yeah.
Fine, we'll get to this.
Yes!
The end of an era. Mac Jones.
Error?
I love that.
I know that's not original.
Highlights.
Error?
No, it wasn't. It's ERA.
It's a short
era. National champion. Heir to Tom Brady's throne. Rookie Pro Bowl grittier. Chewed up by Bill Belichick's ego. Gave him few weapons and fewer offensive coordinators. 2 or 4. Depending if you count Joe Judge and Matt Patricia as offensive coordinators. Traded to Jacksonville. Brew, the question here.
Where was he traded to?
Yeah, let's get to it. Why do you think why do you think he's traded to Jacksonville?
Everyone needs a backup quarterback. But
you
go
think
ahead.
So? Do they have a backup quarterback?
Maybe not, but go ahead. Let's
I think
let,
they did.
You're jumping
CJ
the gun
Beathard,
here.
Who,
yeah, go ahead.
Who couldn't do it in
Brew, should I give up on Mac Jones? The answer is no, but I want to hear your take on it.
Wilds, you've always gone way overboard on
you think?
Mac. I mean, baby goat, record, all that
he
stuff.
He made the Pro Bowl, way and overboard. We went to the playoffs, all just right. Like C.J. Stroud did.
That year. Said, I'm tickled by your unconditional love for Mac Jones.
Thank you.
And so I'm, instead of sitting here ripping you,
I'll do that.
I'm going to give you some encouragement.
Oh, good. That's
all sweet. Right, look. Mac Jones, you can say what you want, Nick, about Mac Jones isn't this, Mac Jones isn't that. And like I said, Wilds overrated him. But they, to say the Patriots mishandled him and ruined whatever chance he had of being a good quarterback, at least in his first 3 years, is an understatement.
First, like, more or last two, because he was excellent.
Excellent is a little much, but he was good as a rookie year,
Yeah.
Last 2 years, you know, they brought in these offensive coordinators who really weren't offensive coordinators that you mentioned. And then Bill O'Brien, you get one.
Yeah, Bill O'Brien.
He's fine, but it just – I think by that time, Mac's confidence was gone. Now, if you want to rip him, say he's not mentally tough enough, we'll see.
But my point
is that it was toxic for him in New England. I think this is exactly what the doctor ordered. Ooh. Go to Jacksonville. Yeah. Doug Peterson is good with quarterbacks.
Yeah.
There's no pressure on you at all. You're not going to play unless Trevor gets hurt.
Great,
so you get a year to get your confidence back, to work in a good system, to work with Trevor. They're same age, essentially.
Yeah.
Work with Trevor. And then, look, Marcus Mariota, Sam Darnold, Mitch Trubisky, all these guys got second chances. So I think that's fine, but they got the chance. Baker got a second and third
correct.
Chance.
Okay.
So you sit behind Trevor for a year, you learn, you get your confidence back, you get your swagger back, and then somebody will take a chance on you. So that's the encouragement. Yeah.
Sure, it feels good to me. This is a good plan. I'm surprised you're so confident.
In what?
Let me just read you like how – I think it was strange that Jacksonville went and got him. Why would Jacksonville go and get – they have Trevor Lawrence and they have a backup. So either get an old veteran to back him up, to sort of help him. Because isn't the backup quarterback supposed to support the starting quarterback in general, bro?
Yes.
Especially if you're a young quarterback. Get a veteran. Like, here's – he can't – Mac Jones has nothing to teach him. And here's how Trevor has gone. We know that he plays poorly the full first year. We don't talk about it. Then he played poorly his beginning of his sophomore year. Then he played great. Then he went to the playoff game again. Tail up halves, played horrible in the first half, great in the second half, excellent. This year, played great the first half, and then, wow, loss, win against Tennessee, win against Houston, loss, 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 loss to Tampa Bay, loss to Tennessee, that's it. So you're saying one, two, three, four, five. He ended the year with five straight losses. And don't get me wrong, Mac Jones ended the year with one, two, three, four straight losses, but he was benched. Don't get me wrong. So I'm just saying the idea that there's this gulf
is this
between Trevor Lawrence and Mac Jones, I think is I don't think people have looked at the numbers. Here's the full screen. I know you're a numbers guy. Look at their numbers. I mean,
I see.
He's not backing up Patrick Mahomes.
No, okay.
He's not backing up Joe Burrow.
Wild.
He's backing up a guy that the numbers look very similar. Okay. I didn't even do a blind resume.
Wilds. Okay, so let me listen.
I mean, Brew?
I can't believe. I was going to be nice, but now I
didn't sign him to Jacksonville.
Hold on. You did, Brew. Can I steal a line from you?
Oh, sure.
That was cute. But it wasn't really. It was more embarrassing, but like with a little kid when you're like, oh, you're so cute, and you're like, a little cringeworthy.
That's an interesting point you made.
Wilds.
Thank you, bro.
Will your opinion on this change at all when Trevor, whether we think it's a smart idea or not, when this team signs him to $230 million here in the next few months?
I hope they do.
Well, that, okay, and so.
That would change.
Of course it would.
Because here's what we know. We know that. And I'm going to need a minute here, but because we have a lot to do, because this is the ultimate classic three by you.
I'm not ready to say that.
And the ultimate classic two by me, which is it all. You guys say, oh, it was Joe Judge. It was Matt Patricia. It was Bill Belichick. We know when the downfall started. There is a line of demarcation in Mac Jones' career. Brew, you're a numbers guy. Do you like
a game
the
that
win?
They won.
The win game.
They won the game.
Hubs, can we show the win game? Up until Bill Belichick publicly humiliated him, things were going swimmingly for him. Since then, Wilds, those numbers are jarring. And I know you love to hold on to the rookie season. But now the data is in. And so I would like to show you a few more full screens. We can roll through them. What do these four quarterbacks have in common? If we can show it to you, what do you think those four quarterbacks have in common, Brew? Do you know? Let's go ahead and reveal it.
They're on the bench.
Yeah, they all somehow made a Pro Bowl recently. So that Pro Bowl berth you're holding on to doesn't mean that much. What is Mac Jones' value? Let's show the next five guys if we could. Well. All right, are we familiar with any of those guys? Other than, by the way, John Runyon Jr. just signed a nice deal to play guard. John Runyon Jr., you know his father. Oh. That's his son. Your guy's punter. What do they all have in common? They were drafted with the 192nd pick. That's what the NFL said Mac Jones's value was now, which now means in a quarterback class of 3 years ago, Brew, the NFL says Trey Lance is more valuable.
Come on.
What? Stop. Hold on. Wild.
So I don't, first of all, I do not.
Wild. Two names that, for you. Hold on. Throw it at him.
What?
Tom Brady. I mean,
that's okay, that's
any
fine.
192.
I'm just telling you what the NFL, this isn't Nick talking. The NFL said Trey Lance is worth a four. And Mac Jones is worth a six. No, that's what the NFL is telling
you. You do not believe that. What? Trey Lance cannot get on the field. You know that Trey Lance, well, there was a four from Jerry Jones, and that's it. But this is not about Trey Lance versus Mac Jones.
No, but it's also.
One guy made the Pro Bowl, one kind of guy can't
listen,
get on the field.
Brew, again, if I can steal another line, I'm not a feelings guy, I'm a facts guy.
So why did Jacksonville sign him?
Because
so why did they sign him? Why did Trevor Lawrence. Has Trevor Lawrence signed his deal yet or no?
No.
Why don't they give
Is
Trevor
there any concern?
Thank you, bro.
You guys are out of your mind.
I'm not
you
saying.
Tell me
I'm just saying
him.
He makes an
interesting point. He doesn't make any interesting points.
Why would they
drop
go
the
get
banner.
Mac Jones?
No, no. This is drop,
why would
the,
they
drop
go get
the first
Mac
banner.
Jones?
Because they need a backup. The baby goat era ended with a whimper, and Wilds tried to do a little sleight of hand about whether or not this is about Trevor. But since you're making it about Trevor, I'd love to bring Trevor into it. Because Trevor now finally, drop the next banner, please, has a royal squire to carry around his belongings.
I have to say it.
And since we're talking Trevor, can we bring the gentleman in? Because it's been a while.
Oh, wow.
But we get to hear
I thought
him
we were
again.
Done with him.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, since you made it about Trevor, let's make it about Trevor. Because Mac Jones is now his cupbearer. Gentlemen, great to see you as always.
Good to see these guys again.
Honestly, fellas, I do appreciate that you make time for coming on the show.
Yeah.
The fact that Trevor Lawrence lost five games to close out their season when they were in firm, I think they were in first place.
He got injured twice. And we. But this is not about Trevor Lawrence.
It is about Trevor Lawrence.
Are they watching? Are they looking at Trevor and saying,
okay,
let's go get it done. They just went out and got Gabe Davis. You got some receivers. Had receivers
last year,
too.
So listen, I just want both of you. I can't believe
if Zach Wilson.
No, I'm just saying.
No, hold on.
If Zach Wilson. Hold on, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Suppose the Patriots kept Mac Jones, and they signed Zach Wilson as his backup. The first thing you would say is, you know what? They picked a guy from his draft class. They don't totally believe in him.
Yes, but
there's a chance
that is
outside of injury that if this guy, throws four interceptions and a half or loses five straight games to boot us out of the playoffs, maybe we look in another direction before we make a $200 million investment.
Okay. And so
that's
what
all I'm saying.
And what I am saying is, and this is what I want both of you on the record on, because I can't believe you let Wilds trick you here.
No, I mean, I'm just saying it makes sense.
Okay, so you're saying
why
it makes
not
sense.
Bring in an old vet who's no competition?
So let me ask the question. So what will both of you say about this disaster of a segment we've just done when Trevor Lawrence signs his contract before the next game is played?
If they do that, then clearly Wilds' theory is wrong.
But that's your
no,
side.
No, all I'm saying is it makes some
sense. And what will you say?
Oh, well, I don't know. I haven't seen many horrible contracts in the last,
No, that's not.
18
hold
months.
On, but that's, not, wait a minute.
It'll mean they
wait,
fully in
well, the Broncos
Trevor,
totally
yes,
believed in Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
And the Browns totally believed in Deshaun
but
Watson. And Jacksonville totally believed
right,
in Trevor
but you
Lawrence.
Are now, so what are you, I'm just curious. What are you arguing?
I think that the Jacksonville Jaguars are like,
So that will be.
That's all I say, like.
So that will be proven dead wrong if they give him the contract before the season starts, correct?
Maybe, maybe not.
Okay.
There's not an inkling within your psyche.
Not at all. Just that you guys sound like Trey Lance with Dak Prescott. That's what
No. Because Trevor hasn't been as good as Dak Prescott, and Mac Jones has been better than Trey Lance.
Okay. I'll be honest with you.
I mean,
just be honest. I kind of pulled that segment off.
No, you didn't.
You somehow managed.
I pulled it off.
Good job, Wilds. You got this one.
Meanwhile, a tale of two Joneses. Another great Jones is staying in Kansas City. Chris Jones, who basically declared he was coming back during the parade, made it official with a big contract. Here he is on Instagram today.
Hey, guys. It's Chris Jones here. Wrapping up, we got 5 more years of greatness. I will be returning to Chief. This is everything we dreamed about, talked about. Now some more Super Bowl rings, man. Let's go.
How much do you love this?
I mean, this is – listen, I'm happy for all involved. I also – Chris Jones last year – wanted a 2-year extension that would be starting right now, you know, just under $32 million a year. The Chiefs didn't want to give it to him. He then helped win them the Super Bowl, and now he got a 3-year extension worth just under $32 million a year. Because I understand it, listen, and we have it as $595 on the screen. That's a little misleading. It's five for $158 is what that should say. But he has $95 million guaranteed over 3 years. Mm-hmm. So it's essentially a 3-year, $95 million deal. So he got one more year than even he wanted because he helped him win the Super Bowl and bet on himself. Now, let me say this quickly, because, Brew, I am the cap guy. They're going to pay him $95 million over the next 3 years. Only $7 million is showing up on this year's cap. So that bill will come due. It absolutely will come due. But they are chasing being the greatest team of all time.
Right.
That's what they're chasing. And when you're chasing that, you bring back the best defensive player in football, and that's what he is, the best defensive player in football.
Look, I agree with everything you said. I love the message this sends to the locker room. Because if you let him go – then, obviously, you're trying to win the Super Bowl and all that. But there's a little, wow, did we go all in? We let our second best player go, right? Now you send a message to the players that we are all in. We are trying to become the first NFL team in history to win 3 straight championships. And they were, this just, to me, gives them an extra boost and jolt that wouldn't have been there had he gone.
I agree. It was a rough day for me. This made me happy.
Okay, can I add a little other context quickly?
Oh, yeah, sure.
All right, so he's only 29, and he's out of 151 possible games he could have played in his career, he's missed 9, 8 due to injury total. So he's durable, and he hasn't quite, you know, hit that over 30 part of it. And all 3 Super Bowl runs, the first Super Bowl win, 3 pass breakups on the final 2 drives to win the Super Bowl against Jimmy G, the second Super Bowl run, AFC title game, Joe Burrow, oh my God, he's going to rip their heart out again, a sack to end the drive, and this Super Bowl run hits Josh Allen with Deion Dawkins, so Josh can't hit Shakir right before the Bass miss, and then we all know got the free run at Purdy where Purdy just threw it away in overtime, which is why let's do what we're supposed to do, which is drop Chiefs banners, this kind of befouls
them. There we go.
3-peat on deck.
That's pretty good.
I mean, it's going to be the greatest team of all time.
The fact that he tweeted that picture like last week.
Yeah, it's pretty good. And at the parade, we didn't get to talk about it, but at the parade he said drunkenly, I'm going to be back 1, 2, 3 more years.
Saquon headed to Philadelphia next on First Things First. And the Fox Sports Channel on SiriusXM. Check that out.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So, to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/FTF. netsuite.com/FTF. netsuite.com/FTF.
Welcome back to an exciting show. Breaking news, Saquon headed to Philadelphia is 3 years, just under $38 million. Now, Philly lost DeAndre Swift to the Bears also today. Greg Jennings joins us. Welcome, Greg. We'll start with Nick, though. Do you like this move for Philadelphia?
No, I don't. And do you, America, do you know why Greg Jennings looks the way he does? And you can kind of tell in the suits, but if you follow him on IG, you can definitely tell. You know why? Because Greg Jennings every day walks past delicious restaurants, goes to the grocery store to buy his dried rice and vegetables and nonsense he eats every day, and doesn't pick anything up off the, you know, the checkout stand. Ah, this Snickers sounds good. Because he knows what needs to be done to achieve his goals.
Disciplined.
Saquon Barkley is a delicious dessert that the Eagles don't have the luxury of, but they think they do. I go down the Eagles' list of needs. Highest paid running back in this market's free agency, which I told you guys either Philly or Dallas was going to do. And Evan's going to be like, oh, my God, look at this Photoshop of him in an Eagles jersey. Oh, Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Saquon Barkley, scary hours. Yeah, but that's not why they lost. They lost because the entire back seven of their defense stinks. So this offseason, you know what they've done? They've added another D lineman for a lot of money and a running back. Their running game and their pass rush is good. The back end of their defense is bad. So, no, this is not the team that should have been spending almost $13 million a year on a running back. But it sounds fun and it's exciting. So, no, I don't like it.
They overspent. I'm surprised. Look, I'm happy for Saquon. Mm-hmm. But I'm surprised that he got this much money. DeAndre Swift got $8 million a year. I thought he'd get a little more than that, maybe 9 or 10. Look, still, it's $12, $13 million a year. It's not going to break the Eagles. They definitely need to do something with that defensive backfield. But when they lost Swift, they need a running back. Saquon, my only concern is his health, but I'm going to try to be optimistic and say, hey, Christian McCaffrey had health concerns at one point. So if he stays healthy, he is a better back than they've had, even as productive as their running backs have been the last few years. He's better. I think it's a fine move. It's a lot for a running back, but it's not a lot of money overall. So I'm fine with it.
Okay.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. You got to do something. And I agree with what you're saying. Defensively, we know where their woes were on that team. But if you're going to compete in this NFC against teams like, well, it's not a bunch of teams, but teams like San Francisco 49ers and Dallas Cowboys, you got to have weapons, and your weapons have to show up. This kind of tells me they feel like Jalen Hurts needed a little bit more help.
And he did.
We have to find someone that we know can give us a little bit more. I'm not saying that DeAndre Swift couldn't, but he's not Saquon Barkley. He doesn't garner the attention that Saquon Barkley. When you look at the 49ers, what do we see? Christian McCaffrey in the backfield. We see Debo. We see all these weapons. And I get it. It's a different.
But also, why do they do that? Because they've always had a limited quarterback.
I understand.
Dude, what do they pay Brock Purdy?
They used to.
$1 million.
I understand.
What do they pay Jalen? Second most of anyone in the league.
I understand that as well.
I mean, that or third
they
most.
They got tons of weapons, though.
Yes.
Now with Saquon.
Go ahead.
I just feel like part of the reason why you do this is to help and assist your quarterback who clearly struggled last year. You can say he was hurt, he was laboring, what have you. But he struggled last year mightily. He took a step back when we look at what he did the previous year to earn himself that contract. So I think this helps him as well.
Do you think there's any chance that Howie Roseman did this deal because he thought Jerry Jones might grab Saquon?
Well, I suppose that's possible, but Howie Roseman, I think, you know, he has maybe too much of an affinity for drafting Georgia players. But aside from that, he's a long track record of success. Mm-hmm. If I see my divisional competition is going to make a mistake, I want to let them make the mistake. I just don't know how much evidence folks need that the big, shiny running back acquisition is not going to get you over the top. The one exception might be San Francisco, but C-Mac, yes, he dealt with injury issues. Saquon's been healthy 1 year of his career.
Well, fully,
and,
yeah.
And if all the way through. And 16. Christian McCaffrey, I think we all agree, is a better back than Saquon is. Yeah. Now, maybe coming out of school, it wasn't that universal. Right. But what he's done in the NFL, I understand the arguments everyone's making. And yes, this should, when Saquon's healthy, make their offense better. And it'll be nice to see Saquon on a team, see what he can look like when defenses can't just focus on him.
Correct.
I'm excited to see all that. But if you're Philadelphia, you can't have one of the top three most expensive quarterbacks, A.J. Brown, super expensive. They're going to have to pay Devontae Smith. They hired an offensive-minded head coach to do all these things. Now, you also need the running back. You also need the expensive running back. Then something's wrong.
Oh, you got San Francisco.
Really quick, you know what
because
this tells me?
Because their quarterback's $1 million.
Like, this is a head coach that is on the offensive side of the ball that understands, I got to do something. I got to make sure and ensure that my side of the ball, if nothing else, delivers.
Yeah. Okay. I wanted to get to some Danny Dimes talk, but maybe later in the show.
Maybe later.
Russell Wilson headed to Pittsburgh. It's a one-year deal where Denver has to pay $38 million, and the Steelers will pay Russ $1.2 million. No news if he's the official starter. Pickett is still there, but a fresh start for Russ. Brew, do you expect Russ to thrive in Pittsburgh?
First of all, he's the official starter.
Official?
Right. He threw as many touchdowns last season as Kenny Pickett has thrown in his two-year career. 24 starts, 26 touchdowns, or 13. No, twice as many.
What were 13 those numbers touchdowns. Last year career when it was Baker Trask and you were all in on a competition?
Uh-oh.
I'm just curious. When it was a because Trask was at zero career touchdowns because he's at one career pass. No, I'm just curious. Like, why is he more entrenched?
Because he's clearly better than Kenny Pickett. That's why. It's not even close.
Who's folding?
Kenny Pickett, 24 games, 13 touchdowns in his career. Russell Wilson had 26 touchdowns last year, and it wasn't even a great year for him. Yeah. I'll say this. If Russell Wilson can't play well in Pittsburgh next year, he is absolutely washed. Because you got George Pickens. Maybe they're going to trade Deontay Johnson, but maybe they got to get some other receivers. So they're probably going to have receivers. They got the tight end. You got two good running backs. You got a defense that they made the playoffs last year at 10-7 with the worst quarterback play in the league.
You got Jerry Jeudy. You got Javonte Williams. You got Courtland Sutton. You got that defense.
No, that wasn't this good. If Russell Wilson doesn't, if he can't play well with them, then he is done. I think this is great.
Okay.
The division is crazy.
Uh-huh.
But
and they have the worst quarterback.
He can thrive there. I don't know. Deshaun Watson might be. I mean, honestly, Deshaun Watson hasn't been great. We'll see. Mm-hmm. But there's some good quarterbacks in that division.
And it's going to be a quarterback competition in Pittsburgh.
Wow.
Like, I just don't. You
I mean,
we
can name, but
I'm not,
you
I'm
don't
not
think Russ is going to beat him out?
I'm not saying that he won't beat him out. Well, it's going to be – you're not just going to – unless you trade away your first-round pick, you're clearly saying we've given up on you. You're not going to just –
I agree that they'll go through the charade. But Russell Wilson will beat out – he will be their starter week one.
He may not. But to say he's going to thrive, I don't know. There's still a question mark. I still question – who he is at this stage in his career.
I know, because you're snake bitten. You were burned this year.
Hold on, why do you
You went all in
and
on
you,
Russ.
And you were burned the year before.
But then he improved last year.
You
know, he played
– Who's
he
the
wasn't
only
great,
person on
this
stage
solid.
Without any need of gauze on their hands?
Mr.
This guy right here.
Classic
who told
one.
You?
No, but you're saying he's going to be terrible.
Classic one.
Thank you. I appreciate you having my back, even though we had the little ugly Mac Jones incident 20 minutes ago.
It wasn't ugly.
Well, I mean,
just,
you embarrassed
you
yourself,
be right.
That's fine.
I didn't
matter.
Let you be.
You did a good job.
The Patriots let me be right there. Just like the Broncos let me be right here by saying, here's the deal. We can have you play for us, or take an $85 million cap hit to have you play for literally anyone else? And they're like, we'll do that. And then the NFL market looked around and said, the minimum.
But he wants the minimum probably to punish the Broncos.
Can I ask you a question? I agree he would do that. Do you think he would like a multiple-year deal?
Yeah.
Like
no,
1 year.
That's fair. He wanted two.
Yeah.
They gave him one.
This is good for him. Yes. And what I'm saying is this. Because Greg is, everyone is just so much, I guess the word is nicer than me.
Yeah.
But I feel like maybe I'm just more, I don't want to say more honest. But Greg said, I have questions. Why do you have questions? The answers are there. He's not good anymore.
Is he better than Kenny Pickett?
He's not. Yeah. Oh, he's going to be the starter.
I can put up a blind reveal that I don't have, but his numbers rival Trevor Lawrence.
That's right. Last year. That's great.
Let's keep it real.
We can just compare everyone.
Because Trevor Lawrence wasn't good last year.
That's fine. But the market again will dictate all of these things. But what I am saying is, yes, I don't think there. Just like I said, there wasn't a competition between Baker and Kyle Trask. There is not going to be. They will call it a competition, but Kenny Pickett is not even a fringe starter.
No.
And Russ at this point in his career is a fringe starter. So he will win that competition. But the Steelers will not, they did not get demonstrably better now. They still have the worst quarterback situation in football. Or I'm sorry, in the division, pardon me.
Maybe. I mean, you won't admit, and Deshaun, I would love for him to get back to Houston. But you're saying it last year was Deshaun Watson better than Russell Wilson?
Last year he showed I don't think Deshaun was good last year. I think there's a better chance that Deshaun has another good year in him. Russell Wilson has had Pete Carroll give up on him, got Nat Hackett fired, had Sean Payton give up on him.
And then the entire marketplace
looked at him, and this was the best he could do. Yes, not
this is a great situation for him.
For a one-year, $1 million deal is not a great situation.
No, it's great because this is what he needs. It might not be what he wanted, but it's what he needed.
Based on what he wants in trying to win a Super Bowl, if you're going to go
Super
to, you're
Bowl.
Not, this is what he said.
In the six-hour meeting, he talked Super Bowl.
You weren't going to go
Guess
to
what
New
he
York
was talking about a few years ago?
Super Bowl.
No.
Yes.
No, he's talking about MVPs. He's talking about, I want to cook. Look at Tom Brady. I want to be like that.
Yeah.
Now, it's forget all that cooking. Forget all the MVPs. He looked at Mike Tomlin and said, I just want to win now. He's been humbled. All right?
Well, of course.
He might be one.
People, when they get fired, get humbled and go to the next job interview. Like, I just want to be a part of the team.
I think he means it.
Greg is just so gun-shy
because he went all out on the limb. Yeah. They're going to be better than the Chiefs and all that.
He got
half of his rust.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Baker, big show, friend of the show, 3 years, $100 million deal. Last year, threw for over 4,000 yards, 28 touchdowns, dispatched of the Eagles in the playoffs, and held off Kyle Trask, who was, according to Brew, breathing down his neck for the starting spot.
Baker said he's a good backup. Won this show.
Brew, do you love this for the Bake Show and the Buccaneers?
I like it. I mean, look, only, what, 40, 50 million is guaranteed.
Yeah.
So this was, I said last week, I thought 3 years is fine. Not ready to lock him up long term, 4 or 5 years. They really have locked him up for about 2 years. And he's, you know, if he plays well, he'll get extended, I'm sure, and it'll be more. So for Baker, look, the question is, could he have gotten more? Couldn't New England or some other team misses out? Maybe a Minnesota, I don't know. Would they have given him more? Maybe. But I think Baker did the smart thing by saying,
that's right,
I need consistency.
I like that.
We got an OC here who knows me from the Rams. The head coach believes in me. The receiver, Mike Evans, believes in me. Really? He's had 8 head coaches and 7 offensive coordinators, which sounds crazy, but that's the case, in his career. And so now he's got some stability. He played well. They like him in the locker room. I think it was good for Baker.
Yeah, when you guys talk to Baker, I watched it. Like, he's having fun again.
Yeah.
Like, he's enjoying the game of football. Like, when this is – Russell Wilson needs to take a page out of Baker's book. because this is what it looks like to revitalize your career. Okay. Going somewhere where you just put your head down, you make it about the game. Everything we heard from Baker Mayfield this year was, it's the guys. It's about the guy. I'm just one of the guys. He never allowed the media to make it into a, hey, you're trying to extend your career. And all. He never allowed anyone to make it into that. He put his head down. He got the work done, and he earned this deal. Again, he was in a situation where it was going to be do or die. He lived.
And he did.
And he did it.
Yeah.
Like, that's what you want. You want it to be in your hands, and he delivered.
And I totally agree with Brew. 3 for 100 from Tampa is better than 3 for 120 from New England or from Pittsburgh if they had gone for it. That's not a shot at the Patriots.
No, I think it's a good deal.
It's just like the consistency of it, the rapport with Mike Evans. Yep. They have a good receiving core. That division, now, because Kirk's there, the division now did get a little bit tougher. Right. Baker was, you know, as of 4 hours ago, clearly the best quarterback in the division. And now he and Kirk, to me, are neck and neck depending on
the health.
That's what I'm saying, depending on the health of Kirk. But I'm just delighted for him. And this is right money.
I know we're having like a Baker parade. Can I just raise a red flag on something? Can the Bucs please, and not to sound too much like Eric Mangini,
run the damn ball,
this is ridiculous.
Kids.
This is why Tom Brady struggled, and it's why you put his cap on what Baker can do. Greg, I know you want to throw the ball around, throw that thing. But this is, you can't agree with this. This is, I don't know if it's, they have to do this, but this almost like back-to-back years, you're dead last in running the ball.
Yeah, you can't not have a absolutely non-existing running game. You got to have some form of a running game. They have not had that in the last couple years. You got to help support your quarterback and take some of the
points. But they also, keep in mind, they built an offensive line for Brady.
They did.
So they prioritize, can you pass block? Can you pass? And they didn't get any, like, run-blocking maulers. The ones they had, Ali Marpet retires. Mm. So I just think part of it is they – because I think the running backs are fine. Like, I don't think it's a running back issue as much as it was. And it's been across different offensive coordinators. I don't think they have great run-blocking personnel. So we'll see if they upgrade there. But the fact that Baker was able to succeed despite that –
totally agree.
And listen, 3 for 100 is exactly right. So
coming up next, T. Higgins.
No.
Leaving Cincinnati? Maybe.
If that happens, you're absolutely
tomorrow, just in time for spring. Still working on the graphic. It's the warmest segment in all of sports. It's King of the Hill.
It's the warmest segment in all of sports. We'll figure it out.
Afternoon headlines sponsored by Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Uh-oh, trouble in Cincinnati. T. Higgins has asked for a trade after being franchised. Now, if he signs the tag, he'll be paid about $22 million. But right now, looks like he wants a longer-term deal. In his career, pretty good, 2,000-yard seasons, just short last year, only 5 touchdowns, though. So we'll start with you, Greg. What does this mean for the Bengals?
Well, they got a guy in number one slot that they got to pay, so they're in a tough situation. Like, this is why guys don't like the franchise tag, because it gives the team the benefit of holding on to a player that they want, but they don't want to pay long term. And a player understands, although the franchise tag number is, it's nice,
but
it doesn't, 1 year.
It's 1 year. Yeah. Right. And you're hoping like everything goes your way, that you still are productive. Forget about even being productive, that you just make it through the season unscathed so that the market for what you feel like your value is still there. And, oh, by the way, they can do it again the following year.
Yeah.
So for me, like, this is a tough spot for T. Higgins. We all know how good of a receiver he is. Mm-hmm. It just so happens he's playing with another receiver that is the number one receiver on that team, and they're going to prioritize him.
I know people get tired of hearing it, but this time of year you're going to hear it a lot. Another classic too, Wilds. I tried to warn Cincinnati a year ago. Did I or did I not?
I don't remember.
Say they could do the adult thing and take a first and more for T. Higgins a year ago. Because you're not going to have Joe Burrow at his salary, Ja'Marr Chase's salary, and Higgins. We all saw this train coming down the tracks. Mm-hmm. And then Cincinnati was like, nope. We were this close to beating Kansas City. We'd beat them here before. We're not tearing it down. In fact, we're going more in, right? We're going to sign Orlando Brown away from Kansas City, keep it all together. And then Joe gets hurt, and the year goes to hell. And all of a sudden now, you have to readjust. And now you're not getting a first and something. You're, like, if you get the 34th pick from New England, That's probably about as good as you can do. And that's a deal, by the way, I like for you guys. But for Cincinnati, Brew, this is to me what is noteworthy. Now, all of a sudden, a lot of pressure shifts to Joe. Because we saw Jake Brown and Cook a bit yet last year with both these guys. We did see it, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so now, what?
And we're crazy for bringing up Mac Jones, but go ahead.
No, I'm not, just no. You no. You, I'm not saying Joe Burrow's job is in jeopardy in the least. What I'm saying is there is going to be a level of expectation of what the play is going to be, and all of a sudden we're going to see Joe potentially without T. Mm-hmm. And with Jamar double-teamed the whole time. And that offensive line, still, they haven't gotten it right in 5 years.
And you talk about no running game.
Right, it's Cincinnati. And so the adult thing would have been to see this coming and trade him a year ago. Now they're going to, if they do trade him, they get pennies on, not pennies on the dollar, but dimes on the dollar. And if they don't trade him, he's an unhappy player. Yeah, so it's not good for them.
I think everybody should relax. All right, I understand what T. Higgins is doing, and it's a smart thing.
You think see he should rely?
See if I can get traded to some place that'll sign me long term. Mm-hmm. Smart by him. But if I'm the Bengals, I'm sitting here listening to offers, seeing what are our needs. Let's see what we can get. And if I don't get anything I like, guess what? You're playing.
What's the last trade demand that wasn't met?
Jonah Williams, last year on the Bengals.
Yeah, but he's not
right?
playing.
He said he demanded a trade.
Yes, but he's not a key player for them.
Well, he's an offensive lineman.
I understand.
That's critical.
He
got
demoted.
They moved him from left tackle to right.
Right.
But my point is he demanded a trade. They said they moved him to right tackle.
Yes.
He didn't like it. And guess what he did? Started 17 games.
Yeah, no, that's right.
I'm just saying.
Go ahead.
That's all I'm saying is I understand where T's coming from, but if the Bengals don't get a good deal that they like, then you just
would
play.
Would you take the 34th pick for him?
The
Patriots pick? Would you need more? No, I'm asking if you're the Bengals, would you need more than that?
Oh.
Because I don't think they're going to get some. I think last year they could have gotten good first.
Can I pitch you? Ben Solak, Lions at 29.
That's another one. Yeah.
Lions at 29? That's a win-win.
The Lions at 29 could trade for him or Snead. You know what I mean? Because they need both.
Yeah.
And so
I like that.
Yeah. But it's not good for the Bengals.
We doing where it's a tough spot for T because there's so many receivers in the draft.
Coming up, Kirk Cousins to Atlanta. Next. Live from New York, it's the show that is your number one epicenter for the upcoming quarterback controversy in Jacksonville.
Sky. You know we're on television.
Could have signed a veteran. Could have signed an old veteran. They chose not to. You tell me, Winhurst style.
Why? When Wendy does it, he's being brilliant.
Today, did the Cowboys miss out on Saquon? He's headed to Philadelphia. Meanwhile, NBA Predictions Week. Wow, you're doing basketball with all this news? Yeah, we planned on it. But right now, we're headed from Minnesota to Atlanta, where Kirk Cousins signs a 4-year, $180 million contract. It's $100 million guaranteed. His Vikings tenure was pretty good. Greg, as you know, a lot of smart people had the Vikings going all the way to the Super Bowl.
They were 500.
Turns out they were 500. They were plagued by some turnovers. And then Kirk Cousins also ripped his Achilles, although no one seems to be talking about that. Your reaction, Nick?
Oh, I mean, listen, I get why Atlanta did this. They have invested via draft capital more on skill position guys, anybody in the league.
With no,
you take a running back top 10, a tight end top 10, Drake London top 10. You do all of that, and then it's like the quarterback thing.
Good offensive line.
We'll figure it out. Right. Yeah, to Bruce's point earlier, great offensive line. And it's like, and last year, a lot of the DVOA and I think PFF as well had their defense rated pretty highly. The problem is they have had awful quarterback play.
Yep.
So you stabilize it. With Kirk Cousins, you hope, assuming the Achilles is okay, he is 36 years old, coming off the Achilles. But you are raising the floor drastically and have a hard ceiling, which, again, I might be spoiled by being in the middle of a dynasty and the greatest run in NFL history, likely. And so maybe I'm looking at it wrong. They had one Super Bowl away from the greatest run in NFL history. But I wouldn't want a hard ceiling on my team. But I guess if the floor has been where it is, so I get why they did it.
Mm-hmm.
And there are now real expectations in Atlanta, but the expectations are make the playoffs, not compete for anything substantial.
Yeah, and I think they will make the playoffs. Barring the health of Kirk Cousins, how he comes back off this injury, I don't think that the Achilles will really be something that hinders him. if he gets a full recovery, because he's not the type of quarterback, although he is very athletic, he doesn't go off script and extend plays a lot. So he's going to play from the pocket. You have a great offensive line. You mentioned all the skill guys. Like, what Raheem Morris in that organization is doing is trying to make a statement. It's sending a message to the fan base that we're not just here to be subpar. We're here to get the division back and win now. They want to win. They, like you mentioned, all those skill positions, those skill players. Bijan Robinson, like, he is a right now type of a back. You got to win with these backs earlier than later. And then when you look at all the other, Drake London and obviously the tight end, like, these are guys that have been in the league for a few years now with no quarterback. Like, no quarterback throwing the ball, no production out of your tight end. And you drafted them eighth overall. Like, you got to get production out of these guys. And how do you do that? You get a guy that's proven to just put up numbers.
Right. Now, look, I like it. And I talked last week about Justin Fields. But it seems like they want, you know, they're going to run an offense like Sean McVay's. They got OC is from the Rams. And you look at Cousins in that type of offense, you imagine he's going to put up big numbers. So I agree. I think they make the playoffs. And Cousins, we know, hasn't been good in playoffs or in big games. But you're hard-capped until you're not. People thought Matthew Stafford, now I know Stafford's been better than Cousins, but I'm just saying that he couldn't really win. He was in Detroit, granted. But still, they had Calvin Johnson at times and Dominick Sue. They had some good players, and he couldn't win. So he was viewed that way until he won. I'm not saying they're going to win the Super Bowl, but I'm saying I like them going for it now because they do have, offensively, they got everything they need now. It's not a top-tier quarterback, but it's like second-tier quarterback. Okay. So they're going to be good.
Greg, what do you want to do if you're the Vikings now?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, well, Sam Darnold's not the answer. I'm sorry.
Sam Darnold?
That's the name out there.
Russini said they're going to bring him in.
Yeah, look, this is I think, more of a hit on the Vikings than it is as exciting for the Atlanta Falcons. And I say that because you have Justin Jefferson looming in the wing that's like, I may not sign no deal here, pending who we have or who we don't have under center. That is the chatter that you're hearing in Minnesota. Like, the desire to have Kirk Cousins back was so great because of what you identified he was to your team and the value he brought once he got injured.
If I may just very quickly, just because I can't help, it's first day of free agency. I do think there's a lesson to be learned, and I wonder if eventually it'll happen. For a quarterback that is excellent, that doesn't love the team they're drafted by, to say, you know what, I am not afraid of the two franchise tags you can put on me after my rookie deal. Because Kirk Cousins, it was a different spot because he wasn't initially the starter, but because they use those two franchise tags in Washington, he is now, he's going to end up one of the five highest earning players in the history of the league.
History.
And every deal he has signed post-Washington has been fully guaranteed until this one, which is just half guaranteed. But he's going to sign $250 million worth of fully guaranteed money. And I just wonder if there'll be a team says, or a player that says, you know what, it's 7 years before I can cash in, really. But what, you know, other than the two franchise tags, which is big money for a quarterback.
The franchise
tag. And it's why Dak is looking at the Cowboys like, what are you going to do for me, buddy? Okay. And so I just wonder if that happens at one point.
Yeah. It sounds like a Trevor Lawrence thing. You're saying they're not going to give him a contract?
No, they are going to give him a contract. I think sometime down the road.
Saquon headed to Philadelphia. DeAndre Swift headed to Chicago. Tony Pollard headed to Tennessee. So a big running backs, musical chairs. This person still standing up, Jerry Jones, who does not have a running back. So, Brew, do you think the Cowboys need to make a big signing here?
Well, the big name out there now at running back is Derrick Henry. Last year, he averaged like 4.2 yards of carries, his lowest in about 6 years, but that still was more than Saquon average. So, obviously, the question about Henry is he's 30 years old. Has he, you know, is he going to be productive next year? If I could get him for like a 2-year deal, then I would be interested in him.
At this average?
I don't want to pay him that much.
At Saquon's number?
I don't want to give him Saquon's number. But he's what the doctor ordered for them. He would solve a lot of their issues in the red zone. and he, you know, he can take a pounding, and then you got those young backs that can come in there and catch the football and things like that. So if they can get him at the right price, I like Derrick Henry there.
I agree with some of what you're saying. I don't think he's what the doctor ordered, because I think that would kind of – you would need to change your offensive approach. He's the type of running back that he thrives with volume. You're not going to all of a sudden –
No, they're not going to be
– You're not going to feature Derrick Henry. So as far as a red zone presence and a physical bruising back, yes, he would benefit, and they would benefit from his skill set. But I don't think they need to land a star running back, because it's just been proven that you don't have to have a star running back.
And the Cowboys' problem is not the offense.
Well.
But the running game hurt them last year.
They were the number one scoring offense in the league. It couldn't hurt them that bad. They scored more points than anyone in football.
In the playoffs.
You watched that playoff game. Hold on. You watched that playoff game and thought, you know what? If only they had a more reliable game.
Make Dak beat us.
That's what I'm saying. Is Dak is putting it on Dak's shoulders. And I get the numbers in the regular season. He's put up numbers for years. But I feel like as good as he is, and he was great last year in the regular season, they are better with a strong run game, too.
Yeah. Every team in the league is better with a strong run game. Every team. But you have limited resources. And the Cowboys' problem is what we all saw and you talked about, which is they built a very fast defense, but not as more
stout,
not as many stout players.
Correct.
And guys up the middle of that defense. So that's where they should focus their resources. If they saying Derrick Henry is what the doctor ordered, like you walk in with an ankle and they says you need Tommy John, like no, it's a different part of the body entirely. I just totally disagree with that.
I don't want to put it all on Dak.
You wouldn't be putting it all on Dak if you address every level of their defense, too. The interior defensive line, linebacker,
they need defensive help, too, but offensively you want to put it all on Dak. Because the defense was bad, but Dak was bad, too.
I think Derrick Henry is a luxury the Cowboys can't afford. They have to pay CeeDee. They have to pay Micah. They're redoing the deal for Dak. Zach Martin, it's just a luxury. Yes, of course. Everybody, why don't the Chiefs add Derrick Henry for a goal? They're not great in short yardage. It is just not where you need to focus your resources, in my opinion.
Okay.
I think the Eagles made a mistake on Saquon. It's not where they need to focus their resources.
Gabe Davis headed to Jacksonville, where he'll be on the sidelines of a brewing quarterback controversy between Mac Jones and Trevor Lawrence. Some people are saying.
Only you. Literally only you.
But I piqued Brew's interest.
The wrongest man in America on Mac Jones for 3 years.
I don't know. Last 8 games, Trevor Lawrence won 2. Mac Jones won 1. I'm just saying. So is this Gabe Davis signing more to you, Nick, about Jacksonville getting him or Josh Allen losing him?
All right, so this is where I'm going to, I guess, do wrong by the producers, because I think we're talking about this because they think I'm going to be like, the downfall of the Bills.
They've lost several
but
players.
But Wilds, what do they call me?
Mr. Consistency.
Have I ever thought Gabe Davis is great?
He had 7 touchdowns.
No, Gabe Davis had a great game against the Chiefs. It's the pinnacle of this entire Bills era, the pinnacle of Josh Allen's career. They also lost it, but he had a 4-touchdown playoff game, and when the Bills, he was running naked past Daniel Sorensen and company in the Chiefs secondary. I don't know if Sorensen was still there. It might be an unfair shot at Sorensen. Sorry, buddy.
Probably not unfair. A lot of people were
past. I understand, but I'm not sure if he's still on the team. Gabe Davis is a guy, and so he's just a guy. If I'm the Jags, I don't know. You've always liked him.
I think he's a little more than a guy. He's not a star, but he's a little more than a guy.
If he's your number two, you're looking for an upgrade at a number two, in my opinion.
I think Buffalo's fine. I agree with you. It's about the Jags saying we're going for it.
Yeah.
Him and Christian Kirk and, you know, Etienne, like, and Trevor, like, they're going
for it. Well, I think it's about
it.
The Jags saying we might lose Ridley.
Yeah.
And we need another field.
Right. I get they're going to lose Ridley, but I'm just saying this is the guy they think can replace him.
Yeah. I'm not really ready to say the Jags are going for it because they acquired Gabe Davis. Like, that's a stress for me. In my opinion, I like Gabe Davis of what he provides. He is a guy.
Greg, just real quick, since we're talking Jags and you weren't here for the A's, just give us your quick 30-second thoughts on Wild's take that they brought in Mac Jones to be competition for Trevor Lawrence.
Buffoonery.
Buffoonery?
Buffoonery.
Why didn't they bring a veteran? Why didn't they sign a veteran?
Buffoonery. Wilds.
Why didn't they sign a veteran?
Wilds.
Smart. Way to not engage.
Just sign a
your
veteran,
former
though.
Teammate. Yeah.
By the way, he is
highly
a veteran.
Upset.
What are you talking about? He's entering year 4.
Drafting a back.
He's the definition of a veteran.
Then Trevor Lawrence can learn from him?
Well, no.
If you say, okay, then why sign him?
Because every team needs a backup quarterback, buddy.
You had a backup quarterback in C.J. Beathard.
Bruce says he's the worst player in the league, C.J. Beathard.
Well, he's
he couldn't do what Jimmy G did.
So what's that mean?
You bring him home local... and let him feel good about himself again.
And you don't be careful how good he starts feeling. Starts feeling like Alabama Mac. Starts feeling like Bulls High School.
Alabama Mac?
Yeah.
It's good.
Oh, national champion?
He's going to learn. Yeah. He's going to set the record for a year. He's going to learn.
He should thank every skill.
Welcome back to an exciting show. We're at day one of Predictions Week. Now, we'll be staked to these predictions for the entire year. It's the same segment that has brought you such hits as Brew's Nets and Brew's Clippers. Quick treetop. Celtics currently 49-14, firmly in first place in the East.
Don't shortchange Brew there. It also brought you Brew's Eagles,
Brew's
Ravens. It brought you so much joy.
You know what? He brought you Brew's Andrew Wiggins and Golden State.
No, that was done mid-playoffs.
No.
You had the Suns. Look it up, America.
It was a great pick. And they
meanwhile, the Bucks
are
in second.
Sorry, Wilds.
Hubs correctly predicted that this video wouldn't work. Bucks are 8 games back while posting a thoroughly mediocre 17-16 road record. Lost to the Lakers, but beat the Clippers. So, who will be left standing for Predictions Week? We start with you, Brew.
My pick in the Eastern Conference, the Boston Celtics. Now, I think what will intrigue people is who they beat in the conference.
Yeah, that's what I'm interested in.
It's only right that they beat, as they march to the finals, the Miami Heat
in the
Eastern Conference Finals. This will be the rubber match. They've faced each other the last 2 years in the conference finals, both 7 games. Each team's 1-1. I think Boston gets them this year. Now, I talked about the Celtics' flaws last week. You know, I think sometimes they rely a little too much on the three. Defensively, they can do it all. We know they're top two in both offense and defense. They can block shots. They got good perimeter defenders. And I think offensively, I think they're going to look. They lost 2 games, which is rare last week, 2 in a row. I think they're going to look at some of their – I know Joe Mazzulla is going to keep shooting the 3, which is fine because they shoot it well. But when it's not there, all I'm saying to them is take some other stuff. Don't be afraid to do some other things. Get to the bucket. Get to the foul line. Post somebody up with the mismatch. And I think they will start to do some of that. So I like Boston. They've been the best team by a mile in the East this year. So I'm going with the Celtics.
Can I ask you one follow-up before I give mine? I understand that we do all these and we know injuries can throw a wrench in them. But there are certain teams or players you're more concerned about injury-wise than others. Does the fact that the Celtics don't, you know, they have a great starting five, not a lot of depth, certainly not a lot of big man depth, and they are getting a great season and a healthy season out of Kristaps.
Right.
Does that concern you at all that that they are a team, even though we look at them as deep because of their starting five, that after him it's like Al Horford, and Horford is obviously, you know, holding on to the end part of his career? How much does that concern?
No, I don't think Milwaukee's incredibly deep.
Sure.
Miami, obviously, they can go deep. They
but
got
not as
coaches.
Much of an injury risk as KP has had.
If he gets hurt, I mean, obviously, that's a problem. Mm-hmm. He had. You're right. That's been his problem throughout his career. But I think he'll be able to stay healthy. And Milwaukee, look, Doc Rivers hasn't been past the second round since 2012.
Sure.
All right, or 2011, 2012. So,
listen, I'm going with the two teams that have been the two best teams in the East since LeBron James left the conference, and that is the Milwaukee Bucks over the Miami Heat.
Wow. Mm.
And I understand that everybody, people like to kind of trick themselves into thinking that this little mini era of Celtics basketball has been, you know, as good as it can be without a championship. But it hasn't been. The Heat's has been. But the Celtics have not, and we can show it to you, which is these three teams over the last 4 postseasons, you know, this year, from the 2019-20 season to now. So the Heat have the most playoff wins. The Heat have the most playoff series. The Heat have the most conference finals appearances. The Heat have the most NBA finals appearances of anyone in the East. Now the Celtics have the second most, but Milwaukee's one title, the Celtics would trade all that other stuff for Milwaukee's one title run. And so I think Milwaukee is right now being a victim of expectations. In that because the day that they traded, one of the reasons we are doing predictions a week right now to peel back as well to say the, what do you call it, the fourth wall? Is that what
you don't peel it back?
What do you do?
You kind of pull back the
pull back
or
the curtain,
break the fourth
break
wall.
The fourth wall. I knew I was going to get it wrong.
Well, see how
Thank
we have three walls?
Yeah, exactly.
The fourth wall is the camera.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
You look
buddy.
In the camera and be like, that, hey,
listen, that's what they taught you in TV
school. This guy doesn't know
school.
What he's talking. Like,
we didn't do that in radio school.
Sorry.
But one of the reasons we're doing this now is because right after the Bucks traded for Dame, we were like, we can't do a picks thing if we're all going to pick Milwaukee.
We're Dame crazy.
And so, and so I think because those were the expectations, and then they, even though they had a good record, they struggled some. They fired their coach. It seemed weird. Giannis is angry about a game ball. We've lost the fact that Giannis is, at worst, the second best player in basketball and maybe having the best year of his career. Dame seems to be a little more comfortable post-doc, and there's a lot of good things. And the Heat, I just like the Heat in a series against Boston.
You love the Heat.
I just do like the Heat in a series.
Can I give you mine, Brew? So I'll also take the Celtics because I love point differential, and they've got the fifth highest point differential of all time.
Yeah.
So that makes me think, all right. Then no one's picking the Sixers. Embiid was on a total tear. He could come back as early as the end of this month. I like Nick Nurse a lot. I like Kyle Lowry and Buddy Hield, little midseason acquisitions. I like Maxey. I like the idea of the reigning MVP getting over the hump to the point where I might take the Celtics over the Sixers with a huge asterisk, reserving the right to flip it. No, I'm not going to take the Heat, or I'm not going to take the Knicks, or I'm not going to take the Cavs, but I might pick Sixers over Celtics. I'm just saying.
No, it's not a thing.
No, it's with an asterisk.
Yeah, it's not a thing.
Well, look, here's what I'll give you, Wilds. You wonder, because Embiid's problem, we've talked about his decline in production in the playoffs.
If this helps.
A lot of it's been because he does, you know, even if he plays, he usually misses a couple games. And if he plays, he's 80%.
It's like an intermission.
So maybe if he comes back healthy, that would be interesting.
My concern would be that and a guy his size – with his, you know, lower body issues, it's almost impossible. It's not like people are like, oh, why isn't he in better shape? And the answer is the guy can only do so much running. You know what I mean? With his frame.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I worry that when he comes back, he's not going to be in great shape. Sure. Not because he's been being lazy, because he's 7'2" and 300 pounds and
like
can't do the cardio that
like
Wilds does in the No Excuses Power Plant.
That's just strength. Mac Jones competing for a starting job? Maybe. Got an update for you. Oh no. 243 million subscribers behind Mr. Beast.
We're Wilds, the moment we get to the population of America behind Mr. Beast, can we stop that bit?
Yeah. Predictions week. We're doing the West tomorrow. Spoiler alert, you don't even need to tune in. No one's beaten Denver in a 7-game series. Medals time.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
No one's caught. Give me a break.
I don't know about it.
Who are you taking? The Lakers.
Tune in tomorrow, buddy. Brew's going to pick the Clippers. It's all
Please don't.
Team.
Look at this block by Zion.
Nice block.
Zion quietly having a good year. 27 points last night.
That's why he was on the fringe of King of the Hill.
Oh,
remember?
Maybe he can move up tomorrow.
Bronze medal. Kevin Durant, 45-10-6. And a hard-fought loss to Boston. But KD played great. KD's been great. He's actually been better in the latter part of the year, but was great all year. He's going to have another All-NBA team at this late stage in his career. KD with a bronze. Silver medal, Dame time. 35-7-11 in a game that broke Bruce's heart. He wanted to pick the Clippers so bad.
No Kawhi, no PG. I knew.
That's fair. And then a gold. D'Lo, 44-6-9. No LeBron, no problem. D'Lo out here cooking. LeBron wishing everyone who will listen happy International Women's Day. The Lakers getting wins. I mean, life is good
Excellent. In
Los Angeles. There is the podium from this weekend in the association.
Okay. Checking in on a big quarterback I've heard. Oh, it's Mac Jones. The Patriots traded Mac Jones to the Jacksonville Jaguars for a 6th-round pick. Wow, what a deal.
Slightly less compensation the Broncos got for Jerry Jeudy.
Sure. Slightly I like Jerry Jeudy. Two great Alabama players.
Niners
national
got
champions.
For Trey Lance.
That was a silly move.
Uh-huh.
I would have thought that, you know, the Jaguars would have brought in a veteran quarterback. Someone that
Ask
could really
the question.
Teach.
Ask the
help,
question.
Help Trevor Lawrence. Well, you're telling me Mac Jones is no good. There's nothing he can do for the
Correct.
Team.
No, there's not 64 good quarterbacks in the world.
I don't know.
So,
seems to me that Jacksonville's like, you know what?
Is he a career backup? Will there be a season where he is named a starter for a team
he'll
going
have
into
to
week
earn.
One?
I think after sitting behind Lawrence for a year, learning under Doug Peterson, someone will give him a chance to come in and fight for a starting position.
That's someone will.
What are you saying?
Who's the quarterback of Jackson? I mean, sorry, who's the coach again?
Doug Peterson.
Peterson. It's with a D. D-E-R-S-O-N. I'm gonna Google him when I get home. I'm gonna see what his famous moment was.